looking over his shoulder, but I'm sure you did. What's it like to put that in the mail or email that off and kind of twist your fingers together?
Well, I do. Fortunately, I have beta readers who are the first people who read my manuscripts after I'm done. That's my husband, my mother, and my sister. So, and they're great. They're fair but tough. And then my agent reads it. So, my agent, you know, took me on because he loved how I write. So, he usually has ideas for changes and suggestions and everything, but he's pretty much a fan, so it's not so nerve-wracking. What is nerve-wracking is when he sends it out for on submission to editors. And that's just such a... I mean, now that I have a book coming out, and I actually received the hardcover the other day, you know, it's real. But when I think back on it, I just think, it just seems like it's impossible. It's an impossibility that an editor loved it so much.
That I gave birth to this, huh?
Yeah, I almost look at it and and plus the fact that it's Scholastic is huge for me because J.K. Rowling is Scholastic and so is Suzanne Collins and so I look at my book and it has the Scholastic logo on it, you know, below my name, and it just doesn't feel real to me at all.
Interesting. Well, I know your young readers especially would like to know how you started writing. It wasn't something that just happened one day, was it? Or was it?
No, I've written ever since I was a little kid. I started reading pretty young. I think I was only 3 or 4. And I remember being able to read all the street signs. That was my first memory. But my mom's a professor. My dad's an English teacher and a librarian. And we always just had tons of books. And I was allowed to read anything and everything in the house. So I read, actually, I read a lot of my mom's childhood books, which were kind of old-fashioned British authors. So I started writing, and I have a younger sister, and I would just write stories for her. And sometimes I would take classic fairy tales and rewrite them. Make the princesses a little spunkier.
Yeah, that's what I enjoyed hearing about.
Yeah.
Give me an example. Do you remember any?
Well, you know, in my story, you know, Sleeping Beauty wouldn't just sleep for 100 years. She would get up and get on the horse and go riding off, you know, and having adventures, that kind of thing. Yeah, they weren't quite so inactive, my princesses. They were
more
pretty
heroic.
Feisty.
Huh?
Yeah. I always hated, I guess, the princesses kind of sitting around waiting for the prince to come and rescue them, and I always wanted them to get up and do something and take matters into their own hands, and I always wanted them to have adventures as well. So I think that's why I wanted to write a book with a girl who has adventures.
Mm-hmm. And you have children yourself now, right?
I do. I have a daughter and a son, and actually my daughter is a huge inspiration for my heroine in the book. She's only 4, but she is so strong-willed and so adventurous and fearless, and I dedicated the book to her and my mother and my grandmother, actually, who are all really strong women.
Well, I promise we will talk about Ashes, but we're not done with This Is Your Life portion of our conversation, because I want you to tell me about being a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I met some boxers through my record label, and I was looking for some kind of outlet for all the stress I was under running a business. I was never really into classes, a class kind of situation, you know, yoga or with a lot of people. And so it just seemed really natural to me. So I just asked a friend of mine who was a trainer. He had been a middleweight champion when he was a little bit younger. So he just started training me. And I would train, he could only train me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So for about 3 years, I met him 2 or 3 times a week at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just would train with him at my office. We had the record label in a big warehouse, and we would just train there. It was empty at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the floors were concrete, and the punches would echo. And
it's kind of what the movie looks like, doesn't it? You know, the movie about boxing is in this warehouse with, you know, sparse surroundings, and 3 o'clock in the morning, and
yeah. Also, now having had children and being sleep deprived all the time, I cannot believe that I could get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go and hit things and be hit. But it was great. You know, it really gave me a lot of. I was always pretty confident, but it gave me even more confidence. And I used to wish that someone, you know, would pick a fight with me or something. But that never